If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm your girl, Just Pam.
And it's your girl, Melanie.
It's your boy, Chicklet.
All right. Well, as you can see, Just Pam is guest hosting today with me and Gigi. And we have Chicklet and Melanie here.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. I had you guys on Way Up when I first started, like super early on.
Yeah, I heard it was your year anniversary already.
Yeah, just
passed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
How are y'all liking reality TV? They're on The Impact, New York.
It's new. It's like a completely different thing than like on social media, you know. But it's exciting. What you felt?
I love the way you looked when she answered. You looked up.
He was like, take it over. Take
I mean,
it over.
It's more about Melanie, no. So I get that because the women are the ones who are the center of it, but you're on there. But
yeah, I'm on there a couple times.
Yeah.
Real quick, in and out.
Made not my, helping her do her
scenes.
Yeah. Act. Not helping her with her acting.
Yeah, she need to get somebody else for that.
I'm crying. Get somebody else to do it. That's hilarious.
Get somebody else. She working, so I'd be at home alone and stuff while she was doing that. So I was kind of jealous.
Yeah, that topic came up that, you know, you're a little jealous.
Yeah.
But that's very vulnerable to admit that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not jealous when it comes to, like, other men and stuff.
But you're jealous of, like, not having the time.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'll be thinking like, oh, he's jealous of my career, but he's jealous about me not spending time with him.
When she said that to me, I was tight. Like, what?
But then you were like, no, maybe I am a little jealous of, you know, you having other stuff.
I really don't like doing much. So seeing how I have to work as often, I was like, I'm not really jealous of that.
As a couple, y'all are together, y'all spend time together, y'all make y'all skits and y'all work together. So I can see how when she goes off to do something on her own, you kind of like, well, what am I going to do?
Well,
you
the know? Problem was the jealous part, because I could agree with the word jealous. I'm like, mm-hmm. There's no other word for it. Was stuff that I'd be trying to get Melaine to do, she would give me resistance and stuff.
Like then, what? Give us an example.
Specifics. I'm trying to be specific. Cause it was like I like doing the content. That's more my thing. Mm-hmm. I like doing that. I mean, like, yo, we got to be up at this time, and today's Tuesday. We used to shoot on a specific day, and she'll be like with an attitude.
The attitude thing, he be giving me attitude too, and then he be surprised when I give him attitude.
Yeah, I give attitude.
But I do.
Is it tit for tat that you're doing?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was at the time.
That's what it is. But I would like wake up a little later because I know it's our shit, mm-hmm. and I'll take my time getting ready, you know, opposed from like shooting, like we shooting.
And sticking to a schedule.
Yeah, and I know it's like a team. So I'm like, I need to be on time. Like I make right. sure I'm professional. Right. But for him, I'm like, if he's not ready, I'm not ready. The way he's moving, I'm moving. But he's like relying on me to be like that same, what's the word I'm talking about? Like pinpoint? No.
Wait, don't look at me. We don't got to tell us.
Prompt? Okay.
Is it prompt?
Maybe. Like
no, it's another word.
On point. On like, point? I was thinking
yeah,
that.
I think that's what she's going with. Like,
no. Well, yeah, we're going with point. That one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is true. Sometimes the dynamics of a relationship change because when you meet, you guys have a certain, like, you're doing this, I'm doing this, we're doing these things together, but things do evolve and change, and it takes an adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was fine with the change. I was just... When I was being vocal about it, she was like, that's not what's happening. And that's when I kind of started feeling like neglected and stuff. Like, so you telling me you're not here? Like, I'd be like, oh, you haven't been around often. She'd be like, yes, I have. I'm like, you was around for 10 minutes yesterday. That's enough for me? 10
for
minutes?
3 hours in the morning. I get home at 10. Like, that's enough time.
I wake up earlier. So, and she stays up later. So I'm in bed by the time she gets her energy. Mm. And when I have my energy, she's in bed. So
what about in bed? Is somebody more cold and somebody likes it hot? Like, what's that like? Because I know sometimes that could be tough too.
No, we good on that though. I like it cold though.
He likes it cold.
But she does not.
I got used to it, but yeah. I got my blankets and stuff and I just be cozy in there.
Do y'all cuddle all night or no?
Nah, I don't like cuddling.
We be on separate sides of the bed.
No, like to sleep, no. But before sleep, I like it.
I do like to throw my leg on him, though. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cute.
He hates that shit.
I don't
shit.
Like that, though.
You don't?
Yeah. Because she sleeps under, what would you call it, a quilt?
A quilt.
Yeah. And it gets, they get really warm.
The comforter.
So you get hot.
Yeah, so I'm like, nah, not right now.
I think it's cute to, like, have something touching, like your feet or something.
Listen, I want to live in my man's skin. So exactly.
I've been waking up neck hurt because I was laying right here.
Yeah, she
I don't
be trying
to work with limps because
scoot over
are...
next to me while playing TikTok mad loud and I'm trying to sleep. Like, no, go.
Playing TikTok.
Y'all so, funny because y'all sound like vice versa. Like,
but, yeah.
Like, he,
yin and yang.
He sound like... The feet like normal stuff that a female would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And she sound like she's like, nah, the comforter, like whatever. Like,
that's exactly what it is. I'm like the opposite. Like, I don't like that. Don't touch me.
We like it.
Over here crying about how I haven't been home.
Yeah,
you
she hasn't been home.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
100%.
But think if you would help her with her lines, that's more time you guys could spend together.
Nah, that's work. That's work.
But it's fun.
It is fun. We do it now.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad. Woo!
Yeah, we got through that one.
And I gotta say, I didn't see what happened, but I saw a little trailer of somebody wouldn't speak to you on the show, The Impact.
Oh, that was Cleo.
She wasn't talking to you? She had her back to you?
Yeah, she you're gonna have to stay tuned to find out why.
That's tonight though, right?
That's tonight's episode of what happened.
I mean,
I was
Monday.
Saying bye to her and she ain't acknowledged me.
Why?
Yeah.
This aired already by the time we listened to
it. Oh,
No. The why you don't find out until
okay,
episodes
next
late. No, not even. I'm not sure when.
Oh, when?
But it's not all in the same one.
Well, let me ask you this, because Cleo has, she's been having some issues with things that have been happening, right? So I want to get everybody's opinion on what you think about this, because Chinese Kitty has a stylist, and Cleo and the stylist don't get along, because I guess he was hired to do a job. She feels like he didn't do the job properly. She paid him. So now she's got beef, like,
with
until...
him.
But Chinese Kitty, that's her people. Right. And so she brings him around, but Cleo does
not feeling it.
You know, like that. So what do you think about that, like, in real life?
In real life, I definitely understand Cleo's, especially because you set that boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. It's kind of like a weird place to be, because that's like someone having a problem with Chiclet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to not bring him around because you have a problem with him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I definitely understand that. But if I want these two people around in the same room without any issues, then me... I would try to mend the situation so that both parties are happy and like hold people accountable on where they are wrong.
Well, let me ask you that, since you said it. Now, let's just say somebody had a problem with Chiclet, right? Would you
then have a problem with that person? Is it okay to be cool with somebody who don't like your man, your fiance?
See, I'm a gray area kind of girl. It's the circumstances. because, I mean, we've been together for a while. So yeah. There's definitely moments where I don't agree with the way he does certain things. So I'll tell him, like, yo, I didn't like that you did this. You're wrong in this aspect.
I hate it.
Yeah. So that's the type of person I am. You know, I'm not going to be here and be like, yo, that's my man. I don't give a damn what he did
you
to
should
you.
Be.
No, because I'm right. not doing you any favor.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But would you feel a way if he was cool with somebody that you didn't like?
No, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel no way. If I have an issue with somebody, I'm not gonna make it like I can't be around them. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
I'm just gonna.
I wouldn't put her around that person.
We're just not gonna be best friends.
On purpose?
Right. You wouldn't put them around. Right.
Nah.
Okay. What do you think, Gigi? Would you be cool with somebody that if you were dating someone?
I am not. Again, it's a case by case scenario. Mm-hmm. But I am not. Okay with my significant other being friends with somebody that I'm not friends with.
Mm. Yeah, my man would be like, we don't mess with them.
Exactly.
We don't mess with them.
Yeah. Same us. And me personally, I am very, I'm very understanding. I'm very forgiving. I'm very, like, I get it, right? So if I really don't like somebody, they really had to do something terribly wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that because I did have a situation like that. And, like, the reason that he didn't like somebody was super, like, it wasn't even that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to, you know, go somewhere and have him be like, dude, but if it was something major, like, or somebody did something really bad, I could see it. But if it's just something stupid...
Yeah,
it's like get over it.
It's definitely the gray area, like depending on what happened, what's the circumstances.
Now, with this instance with Cleo and the stylist, if Chinese Kitty knows that this is an issue, she's gonna bring them around. Maybe she should facilitate a space for them to be able to try to, you know, so just so that it doesn't make everybody else uncomfortable. Because you know how it is when you know two people don't like each other and everybody like looking at each other, side eyeing each other, and everybody feeling like,
yo, what's happening, bro?
So we don't want to create an awkward atmosphere. I would, you know, if it was me, then you know, I would try to just like you said, mend the situation, figure out a way for them to get over it. Because
I will say for Cleo, it's good that she is vocal about how she feels. She don't hide it.
Yeah,
no, that's one thing
I love
about
that. I love that about her.
She transparent. Yeah. She wears her emotions on her face, on her and like in her voice.
Yes, and she will say it. Mm-hmm. And
I like
it
that
too.
Though.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I do like that from
for
her.
Sure.
She's transparent. She's real. She's not gonna hide who she is because she's trying to make you feel better about your feelings. Like
now, Pam, let's get to this because Valentine's Day. Right, is coming up. Does it matter to y'all? Like, to everybody in this room, Pam, does Valentine's Day matter to you? Do you have expectations?
No.
Why you ain't got no expectations? Because you've been disappointed?
No.
Oh.
Because my Valentine... my Valentine at the time, at this time, like, he, like, loved me hard every day. And he he go hard every day. So
yeah, it's just another
the day really don't mean it. But like when we first met, it mattered. But now I be like,
I made a video about that. Like, yo, I need Valentine's Day. We gonna watch a movie. Be nice to you every single day. I can't afford to do this shit every day. I need Valentine's Day.
To make it, to give it that day where I got it.
Yeah.
Make it
happen. Today's the day you get it.
Do you do anything for him though?
I used to.
Damn.
But it was like the same thing. Like, I guess at the point, we was like trying to prove to each other, like, I love you. No, I love you more. But now it's like we really like, we see
we
eye to eye
in,
and we both,
so.
Like, we locked in.
Oh,
so
I love
like,
that.
Yeah,
we
love
about
that
to just get in this pretzel, watch a movie, and have some popcorn. And
so it's official.
Ah. Yee, come on. This is not fair, man.
I should have known.
I should have known it was a trap.
Hilarious.
So you're official.
I'm unofficially official.
Unofficially. Official and unofficially official.
So back to y'all.
Well, Gigi, what about you? Does it matter to you?
So I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. So
tell all of them, run it up.
Am I expecting anything? No, I'm not. Will I be happy if something pops up? Absolutely. Yeah. You know.
Like, what would be nice for you if you could say, if somebody was like, what do you want for Valentine's Day?
A wire.
A wire?
A wire.
I'm crying.
What about
how much? How much?
5 digits.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's really nice.
Yeah, that would be great. Especially I mean, if you said if I anything,
my ass would just say $5
then. No, I mean, I don't want to go overboard. You know, I want to be realistic. I want to be realistic. A 5-digit wire transfer would make me really happy. I'm also, I mean, I know it's a little bit too late because this is airing. Well, no, it's airing the day before. So yeah, just in case. I'm also a size window seat in Delta first class.
Yeah.
And
Delta one if you're really feeling frisky.
If you're really feeling like you want to do something nice.
Listen. I'm Spirit, so if anybody want to book me on a Spirit flight, I sit in the middle seat. You ain't got the first class. Me, like,
yeah.
Where are we going, Pam?
Now, when I was in a relationship, Atlanta. I definitely am that affectionate, lovey-dovey girl. So I've done Valentine's Day. I've sent flowers to my guy's job before, and I've surprised my significant other with, like, the lingerie and the dinner made and that whole
thing. I've never sent a guy flowers.
I was
going
to say, did they respond weird? Like,
when I sent him flowers, he almost cried. He was so happy.
What?
Yeah.
You should have sent him the bouquet with the dollar bills in them.
With flowers. It was flowers and chocolate and a teddy bear, and he was so excited. It was, and it was like not even like $200, but it was just the fact that there was a thought. Mm-hmm. And he was so
guys like flowers?
No, they don't.
He appreciated the gesture.
I got him flowers once.
And what happened? What'd you think?
Yeah, what did you think when I got you the flowers?
I thought it was for me, for her.
Here, we give them back.
You like, here, give me the flowers. Yeah. I'm gonna put them in a vase, but that's for you.
Yeah, that's for you. They're gonna live right here on the table. Yeah,
but you appreciated
flowers. Yeah, because she likes them.
Yeah. No, but do you like them?
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I sent flowers to this guy's job. He called me like, bruh.
Don't you ever.
I literally said, bruh, I know you ain't just sending me no flowers. I was like, no, it was like a chocolate strawberry.
Was it on Valentine's Day? Or it just was a random?
It was like Valentine's Day. He was hot.
Wow.
He said, I was like, bring them home. I'll eat them. Damn. Like, I thought it was a cute gesture.
They probably was at work like, whose bitch are you?
Right. Like, I was like,
wow.
I thought it was so cute. Nobody ever did that for him before.
Yeah.
And that's how I was.
Like, never again.
Then you said lingerie. Do you like when Melanie wears lingerie?
If she does, yeah. But by the time she puts it on, I'll be tired.
Takes me that long to
what
do
if it's at like 5 p.m.
That's great, beautiful, perfect. Love it.
Yeah,
she'd be like, yo, I'm gonna put on lingerie tonight. I'll be there way and excited. Be like, when
be
you gonna get in
o'clock.
The shower? She did. Decide to start mopping and cleaning. I'm going to bed.
Yo, that's me.
My lingerie nights are always a surprise because I'm like team no panties. So yeah. I'm already just straight to from clothes to straight nude. So there's no, you know, that lingerie buffer. Yeah, but like I'll do like the wrap dress or like the trench coat and then come
I've
out
never done the trench coat.
Yeah, I've done that.
I should do the trench coat.
Or the roll.
Me and Pam are like, nope.
I got to give him a heads
to some
up.
Lingerie.
Just so you know, I'm about to come downstairs in some bullshit.
Now I'm about to come downstairs
in some
bullshit.
Heads up, it's about to happen.
I feel like, you know what, now that we're talking about this, I feel like I don't look nice around the house, really. My hair be all messed up. I don't, like, I just be schlepping around.
Don't worry, that don't matter. You put the lingerie or you naked, that's all that matters.
That's what he told me. I used to like to do the lingerie, well, want to do it, but he was like, oh, I don't give a damn about you doing the lingerie. And I was like, all right, so you don't give a fuck, I ain't going
to
do it then.
Especially, that's going to take another hour for probably you to.
Lingerie does not take an hour to put on.
Yeah, but for her to decide to put it on.
You got to do all kinds of stuff. For me, I got to do the, I got to make sure the house is clean, everything's in order.
She got to take it out the drawer, forget she took it out, then remember. Oh, shit. I found it.
That is true. You can't put on lingerie in a dirty house. Like,
no,
you got to clean the house first.
I'm with whatever. Everything could be a mess.
Do you wear actual pajamas in your house, or do you have on like a t-shirt and sweats, or what do you do in the house?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Like shorts and a t-shirt.
So you don't have official pajamas?
Yeah, I have pajamas too.
Okay.
But that's like, that's probably like my lingerie though. I put it on.
Yeah, because she
liked that shit. So sometimes I'm going to put the jammies on today.
Yeah.
And I'll be spraying
down.
Myself. Yeah.
That's like really getting me a good cologne.
Okay.
I'm like, ooh.
Yep.
Yeah. But, like, what you wearing?
I like wearing pajamas. But it's just, I'd really be like going to sleep early. So I would shower and then really just go straight to bed. So there would be no point.
Yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
Do you ever wake him up for sex since he goes to bed so early?
No, he's a cranky waker-upper.
Cranky waker-upper.
Even with sex?
I'm not going to test it, but you know what it is?
Yeah, I would think.
No, funny, once I'm showered, I really don't want to do anything.
That's the time you should want to.
No, I'm a morning person when it comes to sex.
Yeah, morning's at 11, so.
Yeah,
morning at 11. Noon.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
Barely morning.
Yeah, Melanie's. Not that I'd be up cranky because she'd be trying to. She'd just be like, you want some poom poom? Like, you can just try, just do something, and I would woke up fine. She didn't tell me, like, hey, do you want to?
I want consent.
And she'll start rubbing my leg.
Consent.
Do you
want to? Just in case, because no funny, if I'm, like, tired, no, it's all right. Yeah, I can wait for another day.
Wait, you ain't trying to catch a charge in the middle of the night.
I don't have a penis, but I can probably say that no man is going to say no, they don't want to do it.
Sometimes he'd be like, I'm tired, like...
Ooh,
but
really?
maybe it's because I'm doing the you want boom boom.
Better like, just like start doing stuff.
Yeah, if you like, just grab it.
I be telling her sometimes she come like you want some, but I gotta walk the dog first, and then I gotta.
Oh my god,
I'm good.
Well, in that case, then of course you're going to say,
like,
no.
I don't have time.
You just got to do it, girl. Do all of that stuff first and then be like, okay, let's get to it.
Yeah, you're like, but I got to
walk. Don't get the warning.
I got to walk
do your chores first.
She's talking
then,
about the chores.
Yeah.
First, I got to know the dishwasher.
Do your chores.
Dead eyes.
And
be like,
while you're doing your chores, you think about what you about the chore over here, okay?
I'll be like, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock,
wait.
Yeah, two.
So who's more spontaneous?
I'm not. I know that.
Yeah, so I win.
Yeah, I guess.
By default?
Wait, no.
Yeah.
You can't win that by default.
How not?
Now, let's look at this engagement ring for a second. Put it up. So tell us the meaning behind, because it's not a traditional, you know, gem. So tell us about that.
Tell them about
oh,
it.
Oh, she wanted a colored ring, so I got her one.
Okay, so y'all discussed all of this ahead of time. Like, what kind
I said to him, I sent him an example of a stone like this, and I completely forgot about it. But when
she asked me, "What does it mean?" I'm like, "I don't know."
You sent it to me.
Yeah, no, but when we first started, like within the first year, I wanted this tattoo to symbolize our relationship, and it was this blue. Like I kind of wanted to be like a cloud of color on me.
Blue.
Okay.
And I never ended up getting it because I wasn't sure where I wanted it. And then so I kind of feel like that's the blue tattoo that I always wanted.
That's right.
A little cloud.
That's nice. I love that ring.
Yeah, thank you.
It's really pretty.
I call that kind of ring the Monopoly ring.
Oh, wow.
Because it looked like when you play Monopoly, the ring, the way the diamond sits like like in the prong. So,
no, I don't know.
I don't know any of
the way your diamond sits in the prong. I'm sorry, your gem sits in the prong. Uh-huh. Like
no,
how I was holding
diamond,
it like
diamond,
this.
It's a diamond.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't play with it.
I wasn't trying to. Yeah. But the way it sits like that, that's how, like, if you Google, like, the Monopoly ring, that's what it looked like.
Okay.
So I always said that I would want my ring. I would want my engagement ring to look like that. Yeah. Like, just
because
I don't want a halo. Mm-hmm. I don't want a bunch of extra. I just want some diamonds around the band and just the. Right in the middle.
Worse.
Yeah.
If it was up to
me. He would have definitely
But she
done
told
a
me
cushion.
Who to go to, so I was like,
Yeah. I told him to go to Greg Unibro.
Yeah.
That's one right there. He makes some shit.
I was like,
I want my ring
that
from
shit.
Him.
Are you going to wear a ring too when you guys get married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that?
No.
Well, I don't want it to be like
no,
that.
No, we don't want yours to be like that either.
Nah, that was.
And we'll get you some flowers too.
I think I want a ring with kind of like. Like a simple one with like a little stone in it. Mm-hmm. That's that color though.
Okay, yeah, that
like
would be dope.
Something with like that. Like,
yeah,
I like a little
sizzle.
Yeah,
sizzle. Little razzle like, dazzle.
Yeah. I almost thought it was an Applebee's real quick with that sizzle.
Fajitas.
Okay, so now let's talk about your podcast, right? You guys just recently were talking about virtual sex.
Yep, VR sex.
Oh, yeah, VR sex.
And I was talking about a brothel. They have like the first ever brothel.
Like virtual brothel?
Yeah. Where basically they have like a I don't want to call it a dummy. What do you call it? Like a fake woman, you know, sitting
okay,
on a
blow
bed.
Up doll.
Yeah, kind of like a blow up doll, but I think it's more fleshy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right. And so you can go to this brothel, but then it's like a whole experience, a VR experience. So you get to like have sex inside.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah. So it's like a new thing that's going on. So you don't think it's cheating. And Melena, you think it is cheating.
Yeah, wait, but that one was wild though. That's like, they had a whole doll in front of them. I saw this video the other day of, it's like you hold it by the side and it pumps you, right? And you can put your phone.
I saw that.
And you can put your phone on it. I'm like, that's cheating for sure.
And then, the doll can like text. They can
crazy.
Text you. They do like this thing where they can send you text messages.
Yeah, that's wild.
And that's too much.
That's a lot.
Text messages is crazy.
That's wild. Especially if I get like, if I'm doing that and she walks in on me, I'm going to feel like I got caught.
Mm-hmm.
I got caught.
It's embarrassing.
So that's
like, whoa.
Definitely.
It's even worse because it's not even with a real
we
person.
Like, yo, you're home
like
too late.
With AI.
Yeah, definitely that I consider cheating. I mean, like, she ain't have to walk the dog.
Now, I will say, you guys had a whole conversation about it, and I was thinking about, so Melanie, is like a vibrator, is that cheating in that case?
No.
Because it's just not attached to...
You know what it is about the VR? Mm-hmm. Is that you're like, it's a first person, like a first person perspective of you fucking somebody. Regardless that you're doing the action, but you're like virtually fucking somebody else.
It's really kind of like using your imagination, though.
That's what I said. Yeah.
See, but that's what I said too. So I'm like, so when you like, do you be imagining me or you imagining somebody else?
No.
And then you said you imagining somebody
that's
else.
Hard. I can't think about two things
ding,
at
ding,
once.
Ding, ding, ding. Got you. You cheating.
Ooh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. 2 + 2 = 4. See, but not thinking about me.
When I hear stuff like that, I'm like, okay, so you're still with me, even though I'm cheating in your mind. So I might as well go cheat.
No, that no, I never heard you say that. That is not. He said you might as well just go ahead and cheat with like a real person if you're going to get in trouble for cheating anyway.
Yeah.
But then I asked
man
him,
logic, we call that.
Yep. But it's biased because I asked him like, yo, what if, so if I think about like me having sex with Thor, is that cheating?
I said no.
You a liar. You said yes.
No, I didn't. I probably said yes. It's like.
Okay, let me ask you this because you know I watched 90 Day Fiancé. What if Melanie, what if, right? What if her ex gave her some, like, gave her some money and she just took it? Is that cheating?
Nah. If he sent for both of us.
That's not for both of us. It was a loan.
Not even alone. Yeah,
like a random.
Supposed to be alone, but
like
then
randomly.
Her ex, then he
yeah,
told her
he
to,
just was like,
well, no, he's she playing, asked him for some money to borrow money.
That's crazy.
She asked him to borrow $2,000, and he gave it to her.
Gino.
And then when she was like, well, I want to give it back, and he was like, no, it's a gift. It's a wedding gift.
Nah, Malaya asking it's for $2,000 is crazy.
Right, I me asking.
It got to be more than that.
And not even no. Her texting her ex for money is nuts.
Well, they're still friends.
No.
My ex has to be more wealthier than Chicla in order for me to ask for money. Like, okay. He needs to be struggling in order for me to ask for money.
All right.
I'm struggling but now. Whoever wants to.
See this ring?
Yo, if you're watching and you her ex. If you her ex, hit me up. Send me bread.
Let me ask the ladies here. If you're with somebody and your ex offers to give you some money because you got some things going on, is that cheating?
As friends? They was already friends, though.
That's yeah, you're still crazy. Friends with your ex.
But I know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, she'll tell you.
Nah. She'll tell me after
yeah,
she
after
her?
She got the money, like.
That's crazy.
No?
Nah.
No, you can't.
You can't do it?
Gigi? It would have to be up front.
If I knew of it. I think if I knew of the friendship and it worked like that before, then yeah, but out of nowhere?
I mean, technically, it probably is cheating to accept a monetary gift from an ex. But again, like, clearly my man ain't got it if I'm going to somebody else to get it. So... Mm-hmm.
We need it.
Don't yeah, hit but the that's also heartbreaking. Game. Wait, your ex got more money than me too? What are you with me for?
Okay, what if Melanie's like, I'm going to do my feed on OnlyFans?
I'm with that.
You're with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He be trying to get me to do that shit.
It's just feed. I don't see the sexual
you should do
in,
it because so. You could probably just get, you know what I'm saying?
I be wanting to do my feed.
I'm not doing it as me,
they
though.
Trash.
I'm like, it's a whole separate account where they don't know it's my feet.
Vanessa. No, they gotta know it's yours. That's
yeah,
what's gonna
that's
make
money.
I'm not doing that. You know what it is? Because I know what they're using it for. And yeah. I can't stand by it.
I can't stand by it.
I'm like, no, nah, I know what you're doing.
I'll carry you.
Yeah.
Can't stand by it, I'll do it.
That's all the hilarious. Men are okay with their woman doing feet
with
pages.
Feet.
Yeah.
He said, well, a lot of guys, yeah.
All the men, they're like, yeah, put your feet on the internet.
I think the
go
ones
ahead.
That are not like sexually attracted to feet are fine with it because like, I don't
have
see
you,
it.
Have you seen
you don't like
these feet videos?
Nah, not like to get horny off it.
You, don't, you suck good. Toes though, you suck her toes.
Nah.
Never?
Maybe as like a joke. She.
I'm really a basic bitch.
I think we got a couple, you know, I was like, yo, we hit 30 already. Some things you gotta do, buddy.
You wanna lick my what toes?
After you get married, what are you guys gonna try different in the bedroom? Anything?
I like a handstand or some shit.
When you got engaged, you said you was gonna eat ass.
I'm with that. She don't be with it though.
That's a little ticklish. I'm okay.
She don't be with it whenever she is though.
I think I'm definitely put the. I'm gonna do what you said. I'm a surprise. I'm spontaneity. Mm-hmm. You know, pick them up and put them on the counter. She didn't like that.
What you did today?
Yeah. Wait, she's gonna pick you up and
yeah.
put you on the counter.
Put them on the counter.
I told you they like
reverse. Yeah, I love it.
That's how I'm gonna start treating him. I'm gonna treat him like a woman wanna be treated, and I bet you he's gonna be happy.
He's gonna love
hell
it.
Hell yeah, yeah, I think we all want that shit.
What about fuck a little that. Like, do you ever do any like slapping or anything like that?
Any
do y'all
slapping?
Get a little
nah. Rough? It's real basic. Nah. If you watch this, you'll be like, what the fuck?
You've been doing a little bit, a little slap grab.
Well, I think she
ass?
Means of like up here, right?
Yeah,
like,
no little face.
It could be.
This girl
face slap. People be slapping in the face?
Yeah, bro.
See, no, don't do that to me.
What about you, Pam? You like that?
I like to get a little violent in the bedroom.
Never have I ever.
No, I like to get
I don't
a
like
violent.
To be slapped. If you tell me to do something, like, it's different. Like, you can't be like, psh, go in there and wash the goddamn dishes. Like, not like that.
But
it's like a thing. Like, if you tap, tap, slap, slap, it's different.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Right.
Yeah. Money also different when she lit, though. She be letting a lot of shit slide.
Okay. You get away with a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Right. When you're in the moment.
And yeah. You're all sober now for the past year. She...
Yeah. If she too lit, though, I dead ass be like, nah, I'm good.
It's like that.
I'm dead ass. Always been like that. Like, yeah. I don't find that.
It's not appealing.
Yeah, one time, we were in a
birthday.
Car. No, it wasn't my birthday.
Oh, but your birthday.
That's a different story.
One time for
my
birthday, she's like, right here. She threw herself on the floor as soon as we walked through the crib. She's like, right here, fuck me on the carpet. And I was like, you're a little too drunk for me right now. Because I wasn't that drunk.
I'm going to have to politely decline, baby. Not right now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. She was like, nah, we're not doing this. I was like, all right, let's go. Got mad rug burning.
See,
shit.
We like some spontaneity.
That was it.
You don't remember that shit?
I remember.
Well, you was about to tell a story about something in the car.
Yeah, there was. This was like in the beginning. I was like lit. We was in the car and we're just making out in the back seat, but my boobs is coming out my shirt, and he's underneath me. Fixing my shirt. Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, so
let him out.
What the fuck?
But this
bro?
Is before we was in a like anything. We wasn't even in a relationship yet. She was lit. And I wasn't. I don't like that shit. Like,
yeah. Even the way you're sitting is very sophisticated right now.
Nah, this is especially when I'm in shorts, I get flamed for this. I be having an excuse though. I broke this foot when I was like 17. So I'd be like lifting it and put it up here to rest.
No, he's sitting like somebody who put your titties away.
Yeah. I never really was into that. Like, if I'm sober or
right,
that's very.
And you're not even in
so
your
respectful. Yeah,
like, if she was like that soberly, like, and she was making those moves soberly, I'd be like, all right, but when you have that in your system and now you're acting different, she never done that before. Like, okay. She's never. I don't even think. I think we probably kissed once before that.
Oh damn!
So
you scared him?
Nah. So the fact that she was doing all that, I was like, she's definitely. Yeah. She was lit. She had fell asleep right before this in a pizzeria bathroom. There was a line. So I knew she was gone out of her mind. So I'm
right.
Like, yeah, I
ain't.
Not take advantage of the fact that she's turned.
Yeah, most men like, should be like, no.
Most men are going to be like, yes, bitch.
Absolutely.
Nah, it's never been a thing for me.
Come on, you drunk bitch.
It's never. If I was lit, then it's different. Uh-huh. Because we both stupid.
So how often do you tell him no? It feels like he's always telling
you no. Right.
You know what it is?
That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah. But even now, you're like, oh, it's, you know, when she asks you when she gets in bed late and you're like, no.
You want some poom poom? You woke me up for this? You should have ditched that already.
You woke me up for this?
To tell me? I might give it to you.
I might. Just so you know, there might be some boom boom for you later. That's like a mom. Like, if you be good, you'll get dessert tonight.
Because she'll do some shit like that and then be like, all right, we're getting started. And then letting me know and then start popping my pimples on my damn.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Pulling out ingrowns and shit. I'm like, this is what the
this
fuck I woke up for?
This is not sexy. It's not sexy time.
And then she kind of that's confused, like, wait, why is shit going down? Shit, you're hurting.
So clearly she's the aggressor. Yeah. We're going to call her the aggressor.
She subbed it. I don't know about aggressive. But
I'm funny, man. That's hilarious.
It's so like, funny.
It's great. It seems like y'all really compliment each other.
Yeah, I love the balance.
It's funny. I like it. God. Like, she do this dance too. She go, you want some boom boom?
So it's the dance.
Man, I'm standing.
Hold on, she about to get him there.
Damn, bro.
And that was
Jimmy working. He was like, damn.
Okay, do that dance.
You know you can't ever call it poom poom after today, right?
Ever.
You know it's over, right? You got to call it something else.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now, do you have a name for your penis?
Nah, not no more. What did I used to name
him?
He not the same no more, though. We getting
Why
older.
Is he not the same?
We getting older.
Now, what you used to call your Delilah?
Mine was Delilah.
Right.
My name is Delilah.
And then, I don't know if I ever had a name. Not no more,
I
at
feel
least.
Like we did, but I just can't remember it.
Cuties.
And I felt like it was like a general or something. Like something like that.
Wow.
But maybe like, it wasn't that.
Like the Daniel general. Or some shit.
Nah,
the general. Like,
yeah, like the general.
That's not me.
But not
oh,
like
no.
Don't do that.
That's
oh,
not me.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong person. No, like in the sense of like something having like stature.
At attention.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
It's not the general, but I thought we named this.
We could name
like
it right now. Shit.
We no. could generate the general like, insurance.
Zeus.
We'll insure you when other people
won't.
Zeus is way too powerful for him.
Oh, it's no. a network also.
Oh, no.
It's also a network.
Oh yeah.
Baddies.
Hey, I like it.
I like maybe it should baddies.
Yeah. That's fire. Baddies.
Oh my God. I don't remember the last time he insinuated sex. It's been me lately, but that's because I'm so flip-floppy sometimes. I would like push. He wants it at the most random times, and I'm so
no,
ADD.
She just be moving all around. Like, all right, whenever you're ready, I'll just come back to you.
So I'm like running. I'm like doing things in the house, and then he'll try to make a move, and I'm like, yo, bro, I'm you know heading my way to unload the dishes.
Maybe y'all should set appointment sex.
That's what she do.
No.
Like,
I hate it.
No, I don't hate it. Because it seems like, you know, maybe it's like at least once a week y'all have an appointment that no matter what's going on, we're going to have
some. Malay moves around like, a lot. I feel like
in the middle of you ready to go load the dishwasher, when he come up behind you and start rubbing on that ass, you just supposed to bust it
over.
And load the dishwasher after. The dishes can wait.
That's what I said. I said you can't
not
just...
every single time, but every once in a while.
The dishes will still be there. Let him nut on the dishes, then wash.
She's right. Start going on for you, duh. That's what I've been waiting.
I did that yesterday, though. I cut my chores short so I could meet you in the room. No. Yeah, I did. I cut my chores short.
Yeah, that should be wild, bro. Like shit like that. Like the dishwasher is between. Like you got to walk past it, and then she'll fuck with it. Like today, she did it. She opened the refrigerator. She was like, "You like that?
You want some poo poo?"
And I'm like, "Yeah, right." I think she ended up saying, "You want some poo poo again?" And I was like, "She's like, you do right." And then she starts eating. She goes, starts changing the channel. I'm like, "Fuck."
Girl, let me ask you. Y'all been talking about chores a lot, but what are some things that are your responsibilities in the house, and what are some things that are your responsibilities in the house?
Hers is everything.
That's why she be tired.
Yeah,
but she likes doing everything. Okay. Like I'm saying, like they shit to me that don't like this right here. That's not a mess to me. Organized. She'll start cleaning that shit, OCD. Putting the bottles
it's
away.
It's a vibe right now. It's fine.
I throw out the trash. I like doing stuff in the morning.
Okay.
I gotta
so
give
like
him
if
a
the
list.
Trash is there at night, she want it done and I'm like, I wake up way before you. I could get it out. You're gonna be asleep while that's there.
Right.
So I throw it out in the morning. And I wash dishes if there's dishes there.
Okay, you wash dishes. You're useful.
Yeah, I wash dishes one. I stopped, though, for a little while, though, because I washed them and put them on the... We don't have, like, space for a dish rack.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a stove right next to the sink. So
you put them on the stove?
Stove to dry. It's electric. So, you know, it's
he puts
like
that shit on the stove flat. And leaves it there dry. All day, bro.
And
it's
she'll
not to
take
dry
them and put them in the dishwasher.
He
I'm
never
like,
puts
I just
them
washed
away.
All them shits.
You know I wash all my dishes before I put them in the dishwasher, too.
Rinse,
that's crazy.
Yes, but wash?
Wash is
I
wild.
Really wash them. Like, I wash them till they're clean, and then I still put them in the dishwasher.
Electricity.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I got the best little pods. I ain't wash my, I ain't rinse them at all. I made a blue cheese sauce. I made a ranch. I put all the things that I use in the dishwasher with it. And I'm just as clean.
And she was like,
yo,
I'm
going
to have to do it twice because she thought it was, that's how much.
And I didn't.
Why you didn't rinse them off?
I didn't need to. Why would I rinse them off when the dishwasher did its job?
But they did say you are supposed to at least rinse them off. I'm going to have to go with Chicklet on this one.
No, I washed them.
He said rinse.
Yeah, rinse. Whole wash.
Okay, so what is it? So you take out the garbage. Every now and then you wash dishes.
Yeah.
Are you doing laundry?
I do my own.
Okay.
I don't do both of them.
I appreciate that. I do not like nobody to do my laundry.
That's why.
Because there be things you got to hang dry, and yeah. Guys don't do that.
That's the,
guys.
That's,
they don't care. Like, they put
that's
everything
the
in the dryer.
Oh, he cares.
Damn.
Okay.
So you're hang drying and all of that, and you
yeah.
Don't
yeah, they are. I throw that shit in the dryer.
Yeah. Bro, I get so mad.
That's the reason he started
it
doing
is.
His
you
own dishes.
Yeah.
Why he started doing his own laundry.
Think about this. My mom. I'm a mama's boy. Oh, watch her do stuff the way she do everything, you know? So I kind of...
Yeah, pick that up.
Be like that. I didn't always wash my... Like, we'll send our clothes to get washed if I don't feel like doing it. We'll just send it. But it kept coming... I like wearing white tees. It kept coming back with, like, stains and shit.
Oh, yeah,
So I'm like, let me try this myself and try to... It's the sober shit, though, for me, too. That's when I started doing more stuff because I was bored. Like, what do I do now that I don't drink?
Now that I'm not hungover,
I'm sober. Let me do the laundry.
I have time.
Yeah, that's literally like what laundry. It is, though. I work out now. I do laundry.
Now, let me ask you guys this. We were reading this article about humor in relationships. Does humor ever hurt your relationship?
Hell oh, yeah. With me? Shit.
This motherfucker, sometimes he jokes too much.
I just don't stop.
And I'll be like, yo, every now and then we'll get it. We'll do a little, you know, flaming each other just for fun. And then he starts ODing. And he starts laughing at his own jokes. And I'm like, all right, relax.
Right.
Cut it out. And he has to throw in a little two more jokes. And
you
now,
little jab.
Little jab. And I'm like, nah, now you're pissing me off. Now you're pissing me off.
Yeah,
now.
I go too far with a lot of stuff, though.
Because sometimes humor could be mean, and we don't think about, like, as you're trying
that's
to...
New Yorkers, though, I feel like. New Yorkers
yeah,
is mean
it is.
As fuck.
But I'm saying that's what it is. Sometimes it is mean. And Pam, you're a comedian.
Yes, and so is my best friend.
Mm-hmm,
and so, he's, like, the king of roasting.
Oh, yeah.
He has, like, a roast championship belt.
I'm crying.
And he has no chill. Yesterday, we was watching the Super Bowl, and I tripped over the hookah.
First of all, y'all have hookah in the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I tripped over the hookah, and he was like, whoa. So we all about to be in Vegas if you fall. I was like,
he just say the damnedest shit all the time. Like, and I can't go back and forth because I know his is going. He's gonna go so hard.
He's gonna cut deep.
I say one thing and he be like, "That's one." I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna shut up."
I don't want to keep this going.
I throw my one in and I'm like, "All right, that's it. That's it. I'm like, "I won't play no more.
I don't want to keep going with this."
You don't like hookah in the house?
I'm not really a hookah person. It's just funny to me because some people bring hookah everywhere. not anymore. I used to.
Like, people have their own hookahs.
Yeah, I used to.
I remember I went on vacation with somebody once and they bought their own hookah and it actually made their luggage get like stopped and everything.
if you check it in, if you do it through TSA.
Yeah.
Through check?
Yes.
Because the coals are flammable.
Probably the other ones, the circle shits.
Yep.
I'm not really like a big hookah person.
How does it make you feel?
Like, does hookah
like
give... Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I used to smoke hookah a lot. I used to have my own hookah. I should travel with hookah and all of that.
I be feeling like a fiend now. Literally, ever since I stopped, I be doing hookah and I take that first hit, they'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Give you a little buzz.
I think it's more of just something for me to do, though.
Yeah, people have like they call it an oral fixation. Yeah. You'd be like, people that smoke. I'm like, does this hookah do anything?
I feel like I'm like that with weed. Oh, like, I smoke a lot of weed, but I really just be wanting to smoke.
The oregano. I'll be here for the vibe with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just chilling.
I like it when she high. I don't smoke either.
He said I like it when she high. Yeah. What's she actually? Really?
She funny. Dead ass.
Have you ever gotten so high that you were like praying to come down?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I've had some trips. One time he had I took an edible the night before and it was like a $10 NERS rope. But I didn't feel it. Like, I took one-third of it, and I didn't feel it. So I was like, oh, that shit was a trash-ass NERS rope. The next day, I go hang out with a friend, and we about to do some errands. Like, we do errands and get high. And so she's like, "You want to do some edible?" And I was like, "All right." So I take another piece of NERS rope, another third, and that shit hit me in like 2 seconds.
Everything was probably in that spot.
Pacing back and forth. I'm like, "Girl, I feel this. I don't know what's going on." She's like, "I don't even feel mine." I was like, "Am I that much of a crackhead?" And I'm like, "I don't know, but this shit hit." I pick up a box and I'm like, "Yo, this is heavy. This is heavy, girl." She's like, she picks it up. She's like, "No, it's not." I help her move, bring stuff downstairs. I'm hyperventilating. I'm like, I get in the car. I'm about to put it in drive to pop a U-turn. I look at her and I said, "I ain't going nowhere." I'm not going nowhere.
You were too high to even drive.
Yo, I was too high. I felt like I was in a spaceship.
Wow.
I was like, she went to go get me like a sandwich at the store or something and get some Advil. and a car left the parking spot. And I said, "You know what I can do? I could put this shit in park right now. That's what I can do."
Yep.
I put it in park.
Thank God.
I called them. I said, "Yo, babe, I fucked up."
He looked at you like, I remember that. Because he had warned me.
He had warned me to stop doing so much edibles.
Yeah, because
like, he had
edibles,
told
you never know how it's going to hit.
Bro.
That's why I don't do that.
I learned that I can only do like edibles from the dispensary when I know the dosage and know what's in it. I have some for you. Thank you. Because, you know, I'm going to take them. But because you be out here just eating random shit and your homeboy made it and your sister made it and you don't know how much is in it or what's in it for real. And then next thing you know, you can't drive.
Oh, right? I did have this coquito, though, one time that's infused. This girl, she makes them herself. She has her own website and everything. 10 out of 10.
Okay, you would do that again.
She puts it on the website to put on the label. It says you only take like 4 ounces, wait an hour, and then
that's
then
the
have
trick.
Some more.
You gotta wait. You gotta take a little bit and see
how it would affect you before you take it.
And then maybe so a little bit.
Because ain't no return. Ain't no
people
back.
Be wanting
ain't
to
no
know.
Return to sender once you get the edible.
I ain't edible by accident. I thought I was.
Oh my God, bro. That.
I was just, everything was just.
He came. You have
I was
to tell
tweaking, but I wasn't like. Because I ate it, so it was chocolate, but it looked like. The rest of the stuff in the box was like foreign. So I assumed the chocolate was foreign.
Right.
And I eat it. I eat a whole chocolate. And then I eat another whole chocolate. So I eat two whole chocolates, like Hershey's sizes. And then when I'm in the Uber, I'm like, "Why he looking at me like this?" And we talking the whole time. And then I get in my elevator. I'm like, "Damn, I don't smoke." So secondhand smoke, sometimes I feel it. So I'm like, "Damn, they only smoke one blunt in the studio." And I'm like, "Why do I feel like this?" I lay down and I go, "Whoa." I get up, I start throwing water on my face, I get in the shower, I'm like, babe, wake up.
Yeah.
She's like, what happened? I'm like, I ate an edible. She goes, you'll be okay. I'm like, I ate the whole thing. So I just get out the shower and I start running around the house.
Oh my God.
Like, just dead.
He ain't even shower. The fact that you say you got out the shower, you didn't shower.
He didn't get in the shower.
No, I got in it, though.
No, you stuck your head in.
No, I got in it. I just, the water only hit my head.
No soap or nothing.
Nothing, bro. Because I was like, I just need to calm down. And then I just start running around. And then I'm like.
Did you have clothes on?
Nah. I was naked. So I'm running around the crib naked. And she's just sitting on the couch listening to me. I'm like, yo, I don't know what it was, though. Cause I didn't know. I didn't know what was making me feel that way. So I'm like, yo, they drugged me, the Uber driver.
Yo, he was thinking he wasn't sure.
Needles in the
The Uber driver stuck a needle in you?
Yeah.
Yo.
I didn't know what to think. And she's like, calm down. I'm like, I know I'm not ODing to the point because I don't feel like I'm going to die.
Right.
I just
feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah. But I'm not like out of breath or nothing. Like, I can't breathe. Call the cops. I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm just like, yo, I can't. And I kept snapping myself out of it, but it was so much marijuana in me that I couldn't do it.
All you could do is tell yourself I'm high right now.
Yeah, like, just
keep telling yourself.
I started throwing up.
No.
You threw up?
Yeah.
You had a lot.
Yeah, he threw up.
I was throwing up.
That helped, though.
The shit was that I kept going to the toilet to throw up, and I couldn't until I said, I'm not going no more. And right there, pow. Clean it up.
Bro, when I did that double joint, the double piece, I started shaking.
Wow.
I started having an out of body. I felt like I was levitating out of my
Melanie, I like that no matter how many times something happens, you go back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You are not a quitter.
I gotta finish the story, you know?
You know that's a topic we have on our pod? That's what I'll be like, yo, bro, we left that subject 20 minutes ago.
I gotta bring it back. I gotta finish my story.
And she won't even reply to the story that I told in the middle of her story. She'll be like, okay.
Back to what I was saying.
Back to my experience.
I'm gonna give you a hug after this.
He's struggling, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. We get it better though. We better. We take therapy and shit now. So we Gucci.
I love that. What is your does your therapist ever like take a side? I've never, you know, I've seen couples therapy.
Yeah, my
but
side.
No, she don't take a side. Fucking stupid. She don't take a side. She does really good at like questioning, like, or just giving us clarity at what each other are feeling.
Like, what's something you learn?
Something I learned.
All right, take too long.
Yeah, so you start.
So to get through to Melanie, you see how you said it was her leaving that I was jealous of or whatever? Mm-hmm. It wasn't. It was when I tell her, like, yo, you haven't been around. She'd be like, yes, I have. So that was kind of like the new.
So you need her to acknowledge how you feel.
It wasn't even like a crazy thing. It's like, yo, I haven't seen you. Yes, you have. I was with you for 15 minutes yesterday. Oh, yo, you haven't cooked. Yes, I have.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like 6 months ago. So it don't even really be like me like feeling away at that moment. It's the yes, I have that I start to feel like.
We need some accountability.
Damn, bro. Like, so if 15 minutes was enough for me, you just was with this person all week. Why? You know, so I started doing that. So when we went to therapy, I was able to voice that because she would say, you jealous? I'm like, I'm not jealous of the people. It's the fact that I'm telling you. Hey, we haven't spent time, and you telling me, yes, we have. That's when the neglection and shit that I started to feel it. So the therapist would be like, do you get where he's coming from? Yeah, me. I'm the E, right?
I'm the E, right?
And then she would explain it. Like, she'll explain it in her words, calmer, and then Melanie would be like, oh. And then when she'd be like, oh, so that's what you mean? I'm like, yeah. And then I'd be like, okay, I feel better.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even the time away that's bothering me. It's the fact that you think, That was enough, you know, in your head.
Right, yeah.
So for me, that was way better. Like, Melanie started more just hearing it. And I'm like, okay, I want to know where you're coming from now because you heard me because I feel like I'm just trying to tell you, like, this is not even that deep what I'm saying to you. Why the fuck are we arguing about this?
Right. I just be wanting to know why are you saying it? Like, you want me to spend more time with you? Say that. Don't be like, oh, you haven't been home.
So I
just need to know the real reason of why you're bringing up.
It's funny. I just said this shit to you like 2 days ago. That and you taking it out, stealing my shit, stealing my trauma.
Stealing my trauma. It's crazy.
Yo, y'all are hilarious.
Stealing my shit.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it?
Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Do you guys ever film yourself in the bedroom?
When we was younger.
Yeah, when we was younger. We haven't done that in a while.
Do you still have it, like, on your phone?
Probably.
I do.
I think I have a picture.
I think I
I have a video. Do you look at it?
It's fall up.
I haven't. No, I haven't.
Wow. The shit about recording now is that it's like 30 seconds.
That's, you last 30 seconds?
Probably less.
Okay.
I'm a quickie. I like it. Quick and done.
You like that?
Efficient.
She's done mad fast. So it's like, all right.
I say, I'm a one and done. I don't need multiple rounds.
You're right, Pam.
I told you. Yeah. I'm
It's definitely giving role reversal.
She's one and done and you laying there like, yo.
Like, you know
what about me? What about me?
He's like, I only seen you for 15 minutes, and he want to be like, well, 15 minutes is not enough. You know, he can't say that.
You know what's the crazy part about it? I became like this way because Melanie wanted that, right? Like, right? Like the way that I am about the you not leaving and da-da-da. Melanie would complain about that I wasn't like that. And then I became that, and she did the opposite. And I'm like, the fuck?
Well, it's called balance. You know, you got to balance the relationship.
Yeah, so the next 3 years, I'll probably be like Melanie, and then we'll do it again.
But oh my God.
Do y'all know the date for the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Is it this year?
It is.
September.
Okay. September 2024.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It's fast as hell.
New York? Y'all get married here?
New York. 8 years.
Yeah. 8 years.
Nice.
How long before the engagement? How many?
8 years.
We just got engaged.
When did y'all get engaged?
We got engaged this year, September.
Got engaged last year.
Last September.
Yeah, last
September. So 1 year engagement, then wedding.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I ain't trying to do longer than that. I had the ring for a year.
What?
When I was at your spot last time, I already had it and stuff.
Yeah, we talked about it.
For a year. So I had everything already.
What took you so long to actually like do the proposal then?
I don't really, like, marriage is not really the thing on my mind. Mm-hmm. Like,
but it was on your mind because you had the ring.
Because she wants marriage.
Right.
You know, there was like an ultimatum at one point. So I had it for a while. And then I went to like 2 weddings that year, like back to back. And I saw how I made the bride feel. Mm. Like the bride now was happy. And I'm like, isn't this the point of a relationship for her to be happy? So I was like, I could, you know,
yeah,
I could do this. Because somebody told me, I was like, what's the point of doing it if nothing changes? And then they responded the same way. They was like, so why not do it if nothing changes? And I was like,
right.
You got me.
And they actually financially, just for business purposes, you know, there's a lot of pluses to being married. Because really, like the way things are set up here, for a married couple, it actually is way more beneficial when it comes to
like taxes. Right. And,
I thought it was only beneficial if one partner didn't work.
No, it's beneficial all around. You get a lot more breaks than if you're...
Okay.
Do this shit right now.
When I kept trying to convince him, like, he was like, why'd you want to get married? I told him, like, the taxes, bro. Like, yeah, the taxes break. And he was like, I'm not marrying you because of taxes.
The shit was that marriage wasn't always on her mind. So it wasn't, you know, they'd be like, oh, why you took so long? I'm like, well, she didn't care for the first 6 years. Right.
It wasn't no big deal. But now it's like, okay, we together.
Let's do this. Yeah.
And the thing was that I was trying to explain recently, though, like even more recent, I was trying to explain, like, marriage, just because I didn't want to marry you doesn't mean I don't love you, because it doesn't mean that to me. Mm-hmm. That means that to you, love is marriage. So I was like, just don't feel away if I didn't want to do it, because it doesn't mean that to me. Like, that's not what it means. It don't mean love to me.
Right.
This means this to me. So I just wanted like that understand. You know, a lot of people, if you don't marry me, you don't love me. He's like, whoa.
Right.
I know how to communicate. Like, that's not what that means for me, because I just don't look at it this way.
Right. Mm. So you're not going to hyphenate your name?
No. Nah, I have a... Yeah. She's not having my last name either, though. Yeah, we're keeping our names.
Y'all keeping your names.
Yeah.
Mm. So now, if you have kids... The kids will have your last name or hyphenated.
The kids will be hyphenated.
They're gonna have your name.
They can have hers, yeah. My last, there's a weird story with my name.
Yeah, you like her last name better.
No, it's a weird story with my name. I can't explain it, but yeah.
You can't explain it?
No.
Okay.
But
okay, well, that's fine. As long as y'all discuss, these are all things you have to discuss.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I never thought about the kids ones. That's interesting. I mean, the crew.
Right. Do you even want kids?
I do.
Okay.
She wants to experience having kids, so.
Experience.
Yeah, I do. I want to experience having kids.
And you know, I think pregnant. I've heard people say they got married because the kids go to school and they're like, why is your mom's last name, last name different than your mom's? And so they wanted everybody to have the same.
Where the hell was that at? I've never even thought that.
Now people, because kids go to school and like, especially when they're young, they don't understand. Like, why don't I have
the same last name?
Maybe you should change your last name then.
I heard that was mad work.
It is mad work.
It is.
I would have changed it to something that has nothing to do with.
Just make up one.
Yeah.
He would have changed it to
Calderon. I was going to change it to Calderon.
Calderon.
Yeah, like Pedro Calderon. And just change it. They was like, wow. I'm like, I don't know. Steven Calderon. My real name's Steven. Steven Calderon? That shit sound fire.
You don't even know how to say it. Like,
so what?
I sound like a mobster from back in the day.
See, that's what I'm trying to give
old. The Gambino crime family.
But you can't have no name Steven Calderon talking about something. But I want to see my name. You got to balance that shit. That shit got to be off the
impression. Why are you spending time with me? Yeah, that shit sound awful the way you put it here.
One more time with me.
Your name got to be Steven Calderon.
Calderon.
Right.
Yo, I'm going to have to go on my part and clean this whole shit up over here and be like, yo, it actually goes this way at home, but I get what she says.
Do y'all have a song?
Oh, she likes Madonna by Drake.
That's exactly what I was thinking. What if I picked you up from the house?
You know what's crazy about Rose B. Reverse? She dad used to pick me up from the crib and everything. Like, I ain't know how to drive shit. I'm a passenger princess still.
I'm a passenger princess
to this day.
That's so funny.
Fuck that.
I was Drake and like singing it. I'm Drake.
What if
and
I picked you up from your house?
We should get out.
We haven't talked in a while.
We should roll to see where it goes.
So you think if you guys got married, you would stay home and be like the Manny?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I already knew that was going to happen regardless. But like, there's a lot of people that have potential and goals and stuff. I'm not one of those.
Oh my God. But you know what? You make a lot of money doing what you do.
Yeah. I'm not one of those. I wouldn't mind being in the crib. I'm like, you have these goals of wanting to be an actor. I already knew that, but that's why I was mad about the kid situation when she brought it up. Like, I want to have kids. I'm like, for what? So I could be home with the fucking kids?
Yeah.
That's why you want to
be like, just like I said.
Yeah. Right. Yo. So I could be home with the kids.
Like, you stay home, Dad.
That the future even looks like it.
Damn. The roles reversed. That should be the name of like a movie or some shit.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
The show. Yeah.
The roles are reversed.
What do they call it? Remember, was it Usher, Trading Places?
It's so crazy when we put it in this perspective, because if anybody around us would never agree with what y'all saying right now.
Really?
Dead ass. But when you put it like this, right. Like, yeah. Oh,
maybe
shit.
So.
Uh-huh. I'm a bitch.
You see it from this POV.
So wait, who's normally on top in the bedroom?
Whoever's up.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're both away.
Yeah.
But you're only 30 seconds and then you're done.
Whoever's up.
I'm a quick and done. I'm done like that.
What if he's not done? Then what?
Nah, me too though.
No, you're
not just a one.
Y'all be racing to the finish line.
No, we be both on the same time. That's why.
Coordinated.
Yeah,
it's like strategic.
We've always been entombed in that same way.
That's good.
So I'm like, yeah, yep. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, once
I
started being like in love with her, that shit would just. Wait, what happened? What was that? I usually go for another 6 hours.
So wait, y'all don't ever go back to back?
No, I'm afraid that you're going to get pregnant when you go back to back.
And I was like, what? So recently, we turned 30 recently, you know, September, June. So we'll be 31 soon already. Mm-hmm.
Hold on now.
So when she would say that as an excuse now, I'm like, I thought you wanted the kids.
Yeah,
30
now. Got me. He got me. I'm like, all right, just wait till...
32 now.
Just wait till after the wedding. Let me get lit on my bachelor.
Right.
But at least stay in tune, though.
Right. I can see y'all having a joint bachelorette party. Y'all gonna do that?
He's not having no
like joint like we do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like same
like
place.
All in one. Yeah.
He don't even want one.
She like, oh nah, we ain't doing that.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
He like, but why not, honey? We can do
that. I don't want a bachelor party.
You don't want a bachelor party.
I'm telling you. He gonna have a spa date with his boy.
Right. You gonna have a spa date with your boy, and you gonna get lit like for real. She the one having the bachelor party.
I like really to travel. That's the thing. So I low key want to go to either Turks and Caicos or Aruba.
Nice.
And
okay.
We gonna do an exploring. I don't even want to get like drunk. I just want to vibe. I want a vacation with my girls.
I already know Turks and Caicos. And then you could go to the tiki bar in the middle of the water with your girls.
Okay.
And have a great time at the tiki bar. You got to take like a little jet. You got to take the little boat over to the, and it's in the middle of the water.
It's so dope. You can't do that.
What you mean?
Why not?
Don't be jealous because my batch is better than yours.
I want to do that. Do you guys have honeymoon plans?
Not yet.
I actually wanted to go to Turks for the honeymoon.
So yeah, okay. So save that for the honeymoon.
I do not record her.
She save that for the honeymoon and then do Aruba with your girls.
Yeah.
Y'all go see the flamingos.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do when I went over there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really care to have a batch. To me, it'd be crazy for me to be excited for the batch and I don't care about the wedding.
You can enjoy your guy's
trip.
That's
the thing about me. It's like I don't even. Marriage is not a thing for me, so to me to take advantage and celebrate the whole shit, like I was like, I don't care for none of this.
Do you have a lot of guy friends?
A few, not really much. I don't even have friends right now. I have like
four or five. Listen to this, like,
thanks, right? Who am I? Thanks, bro.
I have a couple. It's weird. I'm in a weird place right now, like with
life.
Yeah, but like that shit right there changed a lot. Like not drinking that shit a lot. Like I'd be like. Like, I don't feel like who I was before.
How long has it been for you?
It'll be a year next month.
Yeah, a year.
And a lot.
That's a big deal, though. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A year and a few weeks.
In a few weeks. Yeah. And it changed a lot. Like, throughout every month, it was like something new, like a new thing I wanted to do. Or, like, in August, I was like, yo, I feel lost. I don't know who I am no more. Because, you know, you got emotions now. I drink a lot. So I ain't really deal with nothing. It was just, all right, we're getting lit. And then now it's like, oh, shit. And winter was harder than summer. And I'm like, how the fuck?
I could see that. Because winter, when you inside, it's cold. You don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it make you want to, when you home.
Mm-hmm. It was tough.
Nothing to do. Let's have drinks.
And then the sun go down early, and I'm like, Earlier,
it's nighttime quicker.
Oh, shit, I need a drink. And that's when I saw it. Now there's mad bottles in the crib. Mm-hmm. But I saw it like that. Like, oh, shit. So, yeah, I like being sober.
And did that make you slow down on your drinking, too?
No. I mean, I was never always, I was never a He's crazy like, no, drinker. No.
He's like, I prefer edibles.
I'm a yeah, but I'm a like cocktail. I'm a vibe kind of girl. Like that's the reason why I drink.
I think right. She didn't notice how much she drinks till I stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, because sometimes you don't realize when you're out and you're like, I just drink when I'm out. Mm-hmm. Gigi stopped drinking for a while. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 2 years, a little mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm never doing that shit again.
Not really. I'll have a drink.
Yeah.
See, before I wouldn't drink at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It went from not drinking at all for a little over a year to
I had an
occasional drink to now I'll have red wine, like if I'm out of dinner with my girls and everybody else is drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just drinking lemonade. Just
red rum, mm-hmm. red rum, red rum.
Pam is like, I drink.
Yeah. I don't drink a lot. I only drink socially.
Nah, that shit took over me.
That's me. I drink socially. Mm-hmm.
And that's hard being a comedian and being out, because when you're out working these rooms, like mm-hmm. for Just Pam, like being
Bro,
out.
That was one time when we was in this room full of people. I had just stopped drinking and I was in a corner, bro. I was like, wow, I depended on that shit so much to get in the mood.
See, at least with me, I smoke weed.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, I just smoked more or started eating edibles, you know, to.
It's lit though, because
it
made
comes
me realize
to social shit like
how
that.
Much I depended on it.
But I drink right. a lot more water.
So it's like, I had to get out of that. Like, the whole not talking and shit. That was in a room and she's looking at me like, oh, network. And I mean, like, I don't even know how.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. See, yeah. I can't network being high.
Right.
Like, I can't. Like, if I'm working,
whoa,
keep it away. I'm like, nope. Because then I'm overthinking everything and I'm like, oh, did I just say something stupid?
Right.
I'm like, yo.
And then sometimes you get giggly. Like,
yo.
You get acting silly.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to relax.
That was the shit about me drinking. I was like, yeah, I could have potentially ruined so many things.
Opportunities and
for
stuff.
For being lit, bro, the way I used to get lit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate y'all for coming through. Chocolate and Melanie. You know, make sure you're, I mean, everybody follows y'all already, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Just in case they don't, make sure you follow us.
Just in case you don't.
CHICKLET.HFMALENICOUZ.
If they got
that.
So fast. Right,
so fast.
We've been doing this for some years.
You know, you can do
it. My boy used to say his name like that all the time, and then I started doing it to like... fuck with him.
Yeah, so now you know.
Now it's efficient.
Nah, stole shit.
So listen, the impact. The would y'all impact. Do that again for another season? How did you feel?
I would do the impact. I felt really good doing it. You know, I made some friends. Mm-hmm. I love them and appreciate them. And yeah, it was fun being around everyone, like seeing how other people work and live. And it's been such a fun journey.
And you got to really do like your freestyles and music and for people to see that side of you even more.
Yeah, I get to.
Just step up my coat.
Ew.
Oh, shit.
All right, but honestly, I always appreciate you guys. Like I said, they really helped me when I first started my show, coming on nice and early for Way Up with Angela
Yee. You helped us with that, man.
And listen, I appreciate you guys, both of you, honestly. And I'm happy to see that y'all are engaged now. I knew it was going to happen at some point.
I can't wait for the wedding. I can't wait to hear wedding deeds.
And next time will be the wedding.
I'll be the one giving you all the deets.
All the deets.
Would you televise it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay,
great. Just so y'all know, network.
Okay.
I know I want to see the wedding. I want to see which one of y'all getting given away at the altar.
Which one are you going to be giving away?
She going to be waiting at the altar.
She going to be waiting at the altar.
Nah, I'm going to do like a spoof series of the wedding. So I'm going to do shit like that for it. Because that's already the...
She going to be stone-faced. She going to be crying.
Yeah,
I'll do that. I'm going to turn around. Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
I'm the one waiting for you at the aisle.
Yeah, but I'm crying.
No. Let me tell you something right now.
Okay.
When I walk down the aisle, you're supposed to be crying.
Wait, you really want me to cry?
Yes. You better drop some tears. You better put some eye drops before. Like,
no. I think you are going to cry. That's
I think so, too.
He's definitely going to cry.
That's my
I don't
wife.
Cry.
No,
he's
that day you're going to
when you see her walking down the aisle,
I'll be emotional
naked.
To you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I...
It's okay to cry.
If you don't cry, that lip going to be gonna quivering.
Get red.
Like, so glad I'm telling you. I can see it. In my... I'm telling you.
Let's see. I do be mad emotional like, recently.
Good. Nothing wrong with that.
I think my period's coming. I cannot.
He got his shit. His
but at least you know you're not pregnant.
Maybe.
Do y'all have a female or male best friend? Like, do you have a male best friend or do you have a female best friend?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Each other's best friends.
Right.
Yeah, we that's how we started.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As we know, who talked to who first? Okay. And here we are. All right. Well, that is lip service. Thank y'all so much for coming through. We'll check back in after the wedding in September.
Yes.
It's lip service.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.